Chapter 4, Atoms, Elements, and the Periodic Table, from the Reading Essentials book, Section 1, Structure of Matter. What you'll learn. You'll learn what matter is. You'll learn what makes up matter. You'll learn the parts of an atom, and you'll also learn the different atom models. Before you read, take a deep breath. What fills your lungs? Can you see it or hold it in your hand? Read to learn. What is matter? Is a glass with some water in it half empty or half full? Neither is correct. The glass is completely full. It is half full of water and half full of air. What is air? Air is a mixture of several gases, including nitrogen and oxygen. Nitrogen and oxygen are kinds of matter. Matter is anything that has mass and takes up space. So even though you cannot see it or hold it, air is matter. Water also is matter. Most of the things you can see, taste, smell, and touch are made of matter. What isn't matter? You could not read the words on this page without light. Light has no mass and does not take up space. So light is not matter. Is heat matter? Heat has no mass and does not take up space. So heat is not matter. Your thoughts, feelings, and ideas are not matter either. What makes up matter? Could you cut a piece of wood small enough so it no longer looks like wood? What is the smallest piece of wood you can cut? People have asked questions like these for hundreds of years. They've wondered what matter is made of. Your reading check on page 55 lists three things that are not matter. Page 56. What was Democritus's idea of matter? A Greek philosopher named Democritus lived from about 400 BC to 370 BC. He thought the universe was made of empty space and tiny bits of stuff that he called atoms. The word atom comes from a Greek word that means cannot be divided. Democritus believed atoms could not be divided into smaller pieces. Today, we define an atom as a particle that makes up most types of matter. The table below shows what Democritus thought about atoms. Democritus' ideas about atoms. Number one, all matter is made of atoms. Two, there are empty space between atoms. Three, atoms are complete solids. Four, atoms do not have anything inside them. Five, atoms are different in size, shape, and weight. Democritus also thought that different types of atoms existed for every type of matter. He thought the different atoms explained the different characteristics of each type of atom, each type of matter. Democritus' ideas about atoms were a first step toward understanding matter. In the early 1800s, scientists started building on the concept of atoms to form the current atomic theory of matter. Can matter be made or destroyed? For many years, people thought matter disappeared when it burned or rusted. Seeing objects grow, like trees, also made them think that matter could be made. A French chemist named Lavoisier lived about 2,000 years after Democritus. Lavoisier studied wood fires very carefully. Lavoisier showed that wood and the oxygen it combines with during a fire have the same mass as the ash, gases, and water vapor that are produced by the fire. So matter is not destroyed when wood burns, it just changes into a different form. So the total mass of the wood plus the oxygen equals the total mass of the ash plus gases plus the water vapor. From Lavoisier's work came the law of conservation of matter. The law of conservation of matter states that matter is not created or destroyed, matter only changes form. In the left column, page 56, the reading check, summarize. Number two, what is an atom? Applying math. Number three, apply. Suppose you increase the mass of wood you are burning in the fireplace. What will happen to the total mass of ash, gases, and water vapor? Page 57. Models of the atom. Models often are used for things that are too small or too large to be observed. Models are also used for things that are difficult to understand. Smaller models. One way to make a model is to make a smaller version of something that is large. If you want to design a new sailboat, would you build a full-size sailboat and hope it would float? It'd be safer and cheaper to build and test a smaller version first. Then, if it didn't float, you could change your design and just build another model, not another full-size sailboat. You could keep trying until the model worked. Larger models. Sometimes scientists make models that are larger than the actual objects. Atoms are too small to see, so scientists use large models of atoms to explain data or facts that are found during experiments. This means these models are also theories. What was Dalton's model of an atom? John Dalton was an English chemist. In the early 1800s, he made an atomic model that explained the results of the experiments of Lavoisier and others. Dalton's atomic model was a set of ideas instead of an object. He believed matter was made of atoms that were too small to see. He also thought that each type of matter was made of only one kind of atom. For example, gold rings were made of gold atoms. Iron atoms were made up of iron bar. Dalton also thought gold atoms are different from iron atoms. The different types of atoms explain why gold and iron are different. Other scientists made experiments and gathered data based on Dalton's model. Dalton's model became known as the atomic theory of matter. How small is an atom? Atoms are so small, it would take about 1 million of them lined up in a row to be about as thick as one human hair. Or imagine you are holding an orange. If you want to see the atoms on the orange's skin, the orange would need to be as big as Earth. Then imagine the Earth-sized orange covered with billions of marbles. Each marble would represent an atom on the skin of the orange. On page 57, in the right column, reading check, number 4. Explain. Dalton's atomic model was not an object. What was it? Page 58. What is an electron? An English scientist named J.J. Thomson discovered the electron in the early 1900s. He experimented using a glass tube with a metal plate at each end, like the one in the figure below. Thomson connected the metal plates to electricity. One plate, called the anode, had a positive charge. The other plate, called the cathode, had a negative charge. During his experiments, Thomson watched rays travel from the cathode to the anode. Then he used a magnet to bend the rays. Since the rays could be bent, they were made of particles that had mass and charge. He knew that like charges repel each other and opposite charges attract each other. Since the rays were traveling to the positive plate, the anode, Thomson decided the rays must be made of particles with negative charges. These invisible particles with negative charges are called electrons. Thomson showed that atoms can be divided into smaller particles. What was Thomson's model of the atom? Matter that has an equal amount of positive and negative charge is neutral. Most matter is neutral. So Thomson thought of an atom was made up of a ball of positive charge with negatively charged electrons in it. Thomson's model of an atom was like a ball of chocolate chip cookie dough. The dough was positively charged. The chocolate chips were the negatively charged electrons. What was Rutherford's model of the atom? Scientists still had questions about how the atom was arranged and about particles with positive charge. Around the year 1910, an English scientist named Ernest Rutherford and his team of scientists tried to answer these questions. In the left column, page 58, picture this. Highlight the area in the figure to show where the positive charge was in Thomson's experiment. Think it over. Number 6, explain. Why was Thomson's discovery important? Reading check, number 7, locate information. What did Thomson think an atom was made of? Page 59, more about Rutherford. Rutherford's experiment. Rutherford's team shot tiny, high-energy, positively charged particles, or alpha particles, at a very thin piece of gold foil. Rutherford thought that the alpha particles would pass easily through the foil. Most of the alpha particles did pass straight through, but other alpha particles changed direction. A few of them even bounced back. Since most particles pass straight through the gold, Rutherford thought that the gold atoms must be made of mostly empty space. But because a few particles bounced off something, the gold atoms must have some positively charged object within the empty space. He called this positively charged object the nucleus. The nucleus is the positively charged central part of an atom. Rutherford named the positively charged particles in the nucleus of an atom protons. He also suggested that negatively charged electrons were scattered in the empty space around the nucleus. Rutherford's model is shown in the figure below. How was the neutron discovered? Rutherford was puzzled by one observation in his experiment with alpha particles. The nucleus of an atom seemed to be heavier after the experiment. He did not know where this extra mass came from. James Chadwick, one of Rutherford's students, answered the question. The nuclei were not getting heavier, but the atoms had given off new particles. He found that the path of the new particles was not affected by an electric field. This meant the new particles were neutral, had no charge. Chadwick called these new particles neutrons. A neutron is a neutral particle in the nucleus of an atom. His proton-neutron model of the nucleus of an atom is still accepted today. In the right column, page 59, picture this. Number 8, draw conclusions. In Rutherford's model, what is an atom mostly made of? Reading check. Number 9, what type of charge do neutrons have? Page 60, improving the atomic model. A scientist named Niels Bohr found that electrons are arranged in the energy levels of an atom. The figure shows his model. The lowest energy level is closest to the nucleus. It can have only 2 electrons. Higher energy levels are farther from the nucleus. They can have more than 2 electrons. To explain these energy levels, some scientists thought that electrons might orbit or travel around the atom's nucleus. The electrons were thought to travel in paths that are specific distances from the nucleus. This is similar to how the planets travel around the sun. And there you see Bohr's model of an atom, where the nucleus of protons and neutrons and the electron paths at different energy levels. What is the modern atomic model? Today, scientists realize that electrons have characteristics similar to both waves and particles. So electrons do not orbit the nucleus of an atom in paths. Instead, electrons move in a cloud around the nucleus as shown in the figure. The dark area shows where the electron is most likely to be in the electron cloud. And there you have your modern model of an atom. You have the nucleus of protons and neutrons, and then the electron cloud. On page 60, picture this, number 10, compare and contrast. How is Bohr's atomic model different from the modern atomic model? Bohr's model and the modern model. Page 61, after you read. Mini glossary, atom. A small particle that makes up most types of matter. Electron, an invisible particle with a negative charge around the nucleus of an atom. Law of conservation of matter. Matter is not created or destroyed. Matter only changes form. Matter, anything that has mass and takes up space. Neutron, a neutral particle in the nucleus of an atom. Nucleus, the positively charged central part of an atom. And the proton, positively charged particle in the nucleus of an atom. Number 1, review the terms and their definitions in the mini glossary. Write a sentence to explain the law of conservation of matter. Number 2, fill in each blank in the concept map. Matter is made of blank that have a nucleus and blank under the nucleus that has blank and blank. Number 3, how could you explain the modern atomic model to another student? That's the end of section 1 of the reading essentials. Section 1 was entitled Structure of Matter.